Okay, I'm here at the pavilion of Demo 09 again, and I'm with Mark, and you're going to have to pronounce the name again.
Nagaitis.
Nagaitis, CEO of 7 billion people, and that's not how many employees they have, that's the population of the world, and you're from Austin, Texas.
I'm from Austin, Texas, and originally from Manchester, England.
That's I detected that. Yeah, I didn't think that was a Texas accent, but we saw Mark on stage yesterday morning, and it was an impressive presentation, and Mark, could you give us kind of the 30-second conversion anyway, what 7 billion people is all about?
Sure. The philosophy around our company is that web pages are very static today. E-commerce sites have an average conversion rate of about 3%, which is terrible when compared to brick and mortar stores. So we see a lot of opportunity in converting customers that e-commerce sites are spending a lot of money bringing to the site. The way to do that, we think, is by finding out the emotional factors of how those customers buy, what they need to make a buying decision, and then changing dynamically the web content as they go through the buying dialogue. So we personalize web pages on e-commerce sites to allow people to feel comfortable and buy the product.
How do e-commerce sites do business with you?
Well, e-commerce sites buy our software, and our software is a very simple three-stage process. The first thing we do is intercept the customer's click stream. We need that information to determine all these psychological factors of how they buy. Then we put that click stream through our servers, which are remotely hosted, and the software on those servers is a huge neural net that determines the psychological profile of how that customer wants that website to behave, how they make decisions, what's motivating them to be on the site, how they prefer information to be presented. And the third stage is actually injecting JavaScript into the page. So the e-commerce site just sends the standard page down to the customer, and we do the rest. We manipulate that page then to take away content that's distracting, to add content that customer needs, to manipulate content around the page so that that customer feels comfortable having all the information they need to buy.
I recall the on-stage demo now that you showed how a person could customize Amazon to their own needs, and it was very impressive,
right.
very clean-looking, the way someone could take away the extraneous information that they're not interested in. And the immediate question is, does this mean you have some arrangement with Amazon?
No, Amazon's not a customer, as we made clear in the demo yesterday. Okay. We do have the software in use in about 20 sites right now across the world.
Can you name any?
I'm going to name a couple. Cruises Only in the US, One-to-One Car Hire in the UK. A bunch of other customers that see our products as a deep competitive advantage, so perhaps don't want to be named.
I see. Okay. Any consumer electronics sites?
We do have consumer electronics sites, fashion sites. We have online check cashing sites. We have even internet gambling sites over in Europe that are using our products. Basically, anywhere that an e-commerce site wants to drive a customer to a conversion is where we can help them.
I see. How long have these sites been using your technology? I mean, you're not obviously brand new here,
right,
at Demo. You've been around for a while, but were you introducing like a new wrinkle or something?
We're introducing a brand new product. Now, our company's been around for about 3 years. 2 years of that was in stealth, working with psychologists and computer scientists to build the technology that underlies all this. Our first product, Market Maestro, was announced last year, about this time, and is in fact a behavioral analytics product. That's where we've got most of our customers using that product right now to measure how customers are using their site and make static changes to their website in order to enhance the buying process. Web Legend, our new product announced at Demo yesterday, takes it one step further. Dynamic and transparent changing of web content to, again, allow the customer to have all the information they need to buy.
Great. And did I just read that you just got another round of funding?
That's right. November the 25th of last year, we announced our Series B, which is $3 million. We're now done with funding, and we're all about the business. So,
and who was involved in that round?
It's a company in Austin called Smithco Ventures, good guys. They're on the board, and they're working hard with us right now to grow the business.
Well, that's great. And how many employees are you at now?
Currently 17 employees, and we are, in fact, growing. We're growing quite quickly, expanding our sales force and our marketing teams.
Is everyone in Austin? Or
actually, no. We've got a presence in the UK, a small sales force in the UK. Our sales force in the U.S. is geographically distributed, but the majority of the workforce is in Austin, Texas.
Well, I think it's a tremendous-looking product, and I guess one thing we didn't discuss was how do people use it? Is this a monthly subscription?
It's a monthly subscription, or it can be an annual licensing product, but the customers basically buy the products, and they have access to our portals and all the data that they need to make those changes to the website.
Okay. Well, hey, Mark, best of luck to you, and it was great talking to you.
Graham, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.